The theme for annual conference this year is listed in your bulletin, and you can see that it's carry the light, and the phrase that they've given us to go along with that is carry the light in your heart, in your church, in your community, and in your world. And along with that, they gave us several scripture readings that all fit in with light. The second of the scripture readings for this morning is not from the Gospel of John, which we heard earlier, but from the Epistle of 1 John, just to be a little confusing. And this is 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. It's a section that I think in your pew Bibles is titled Love and Hatred for Fellow Believers. So, in the NIV version, we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, meaning Jesus, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be the light but hates a brother or a sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or a sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. That is 1 John chapter 2. So I do a lot of my thinking on the running trail. And a few years ago, I switched from running during the day, which seems like a good time to run, to running at night, which seems like a bit of an odd choice. Now, night doesn't mean like midnight or 2 a.m., but in the winter, if you go out running after like 5 p.m., it's dark. And it turns out in the summer, it's kind of nice to run at 9 after the sun is down and it's a little cooler. And when I first tried doing this, I was just tired of being on a treadmill, and I wanted to get outside, and I was having trouble running. It was more like stumbling rather slowly, because there are potholes and things in the road that I couldn't see. And then I saw these really cool people, and I wanted to be just like them, and I will show you why they were so cool. Because we wear vests like this, reflective vests. See, this is, my mother is just horrified that I go in public like this. And now, unfortunately, I can't say I only go out in the dark wearing this. And even better, we wear headlamps. Yeah, see, it's a real cool look. You can see why I was like, I totally got to join these people. I'm going to turn this off so I don't blind you. So I was out trying to run, and I would find these packs of people like this. And I was like, I want to be one of them. And I like researched which vest to get. Like this was a major, it cost like $4. I mean, I put a lot of time into getting this vest and getting the right headlamp. And so now I can go fast and I can go far because I have a light that I am carrying. And so as I was thinking about what it means for me to carry the light, I realized that the trails that I've been running this summer kind of mirror this four steps that we were talking about here. So the first part of my nightly jog, I've been doing this since about April every night. I have to get from where I live out to the trail where the other cool people are. There are no streetlights on that part of my run, and so I am fully dependent on this light to get me there. And it's cool because this was inaccessible to me until I had a light. And now that I've got this light, I can see the path, it guides me, and I can get there safely. So this is like carrying the light in my heart, if we're using the analogy for the church. This is me figuring out where I need to go. Then I get to a trail that kind of goes through the woods. So again, no lights there. This is the trail where all the other cool people are. And what's great, we're a talkative community. I mean, as much as you can talk while you're like panting because you're running. But you know, maybe I run with the slower people for a little bit and we talk about things like, oh, you know, that mud spot up there, is that still there? Oh, if you go to the right, you'll be fine. Yeah, it's passable now. Maybe a faster person comes by and I just join and run faster for a while. And it's things like, oh, your shin splint's still bothering you. No, I got a new pair of shoes. I switched brands, made all the difference in the world. So if somebody comes running the other way and they've got a headlamp on, you know, they're running the wrong way, but you know, they're part of the club, they got the vest, they got the light, and a typical conversation is like, yo, safety first. And then somebody says back like, right on, bro. So there's this sense of community. We share a language, we look out for each other. This is like being in the church, where you see your people, you talk to them, you learn from each other. Then I turn off the trail and take the shortcut back home through the parking lot of the shopping center. And what I've discovered there is, okay, so those people don't have headlamps, but there are vest-wearing people there. The people who corral all the shopping carts from Walmart and Target, it's identical vests, it turns out. And so are the people who drive the pickup truck, who go and pick up the trash from the trash bins around the parking lot. We don't chat. Not that kind of relationship, but we head nod. We get a lot of like, yes, I see you wearing a vest. I also, of course, get a lot of really weird looks from people. It turns out if you're jogging through a parking lot wearing a headlamp at night, people think you're weird. And I keep the light on because I don't want to get run over. And it turns out parking lots are rather dangerous with people backing out at night. If they can't see you, they will try to hit you. Well, they won't try, but they could hit you. And so to me, that part of my evening jog is like being in the community. We see some kindred spirits. People look at us a little strange, but we keep doing it anyway. We're still wearing that light out in the community. And then the last thing I have to do before I can go home is I have to go through this intersection. And the intersection, so I do try to be safe. I go and I push the little button for the walk light and I wait for my turn. But it turns out that there are a lot of drivers, I don't know if this is a Virginia thing or a people thing, but a lot of drivers are really oblivious and they don't notice the little walk sign. And they don't notice. So what I do, when I'm going through an intersection, I put my light on and I do this. Like, I'm trying to get their attention. And usually that doesn't work. And so cars will come flying up at full speed, go turning into the intersection I'm in, and they just race on by. And what I often do is I'll say, but I had a light. And that feels kind of wimpy. My little light against their who knows how heavy car and their headlights. This is not feeling very effective as a way of being light at that intersection. That feels a bit like being in the world. There are these forces that are faster than us and heavier than us, and they are oblivious to us. And so we as Christians can be out there trying to be light, and it doesn't necessarily mean we get seen. Now, however, if everybody, I could take this off so my mother wouldn't be embarrassed. If everybody was, you know, who was wearing one of these, went and stood at that intersection with me, if all the people on the trail would go to that intersection and we all had our lights on, I guarantee the cars would stop or at least slow down because they would notice us if all of our lights together were shining on that intersection. We as the church have the opportunity to shine on the world in a particular way if we choose to do that together. Now, here is the problem, though. Often what we end up doing in the church, how many of you have been to annual conference? How many of you have watched it on the computer if you haven't been there? I watched a lot of it this week. And this is pretty much what it sounded like. Brother, I would like you to know I have a light. I am going to very kindly shine it in your eyes and try to blind you with it. And then the answer would be, yes, sister, I also have a light. I, too, would like to blind you by shining my light in your eyeballs. And it was all very polite, but it isn't necessarily helping people to see the light. It's trying to blind each other with our light. That is not an effective form of communication. So keeping all of that context in mind, if we go back and look at 1 John, we read from chapter 2. But we have to go back to chapter 1 to understand the context. So I've got my Bible on my computer. I can make it magnified. It's much easier to read. So 1 John chapter 1 starts with these verses. They start by saying, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So that's the lead-in to the chapter 2 that we just read. So when the author in chapter 2 said there's a new commandment, he was referring to the need for followers of Jesus to walk in the light by living like Jesus did. And the reason that it says, it's a little confusing, right? Because it says new commandment. No, it's not new, it's old. Wait, it is new. Like, that's a little confusing. The reason that 1 John chapter 2 says this is not a new command, but an old one, is because the readers of that letter already knew, just like we already know, that Jesus has said we should live like Jesus taught us to live. So it's not that the writer is making up a new rule. He's just reminding people what they already know to be true, that God is light, and if we're going to be followers of Jesus, we need to walk in that light. The Gospel of John that was read earlier, the Gospel of John says, Jesus is the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. The epistle of 1 John refers back to those verses when it says, the true light is already shining. Christians who are trying to live like Jesus, the true light, did also have to try to be light in the darkness. Unfortunately, we don't always live up to our ideals. Sometimes we have every intention of loving our brothers and sisters in the church, even when we disagree about something. And sometimes, even though we have those good intentions, we can't live up to them. We just don't have the follow-through on that intention. 1 John, though, says, you know what? We just have to try harder. We just have to do better. If someone claims to be in the light but hates a brother or a sister, that person is still in darkness and is not living like a follower of Jesus. People who are walking around in the dark are in trouble for two reasons. One of them is very personal. That's that they themselves are at risk of stumbling, right? If I'm running and I don't have a light, I'm going to end up in the bushes with a broken ankle. So I am a harm to myself if I don't take the light. The other problem, though, is it's not just about me. If I am in the darkness and I'm stumbling around, I'm going to knock one of you over and bring you down with me. So being in darkness isn't limited to your own heart. It spreads to the church. And when the church is blinded by darkness inside the walls of the church, we are not available to shine our lights on those dark places and those intersections in the broader community or in the world. So I don't have any special knowledge about why those verses from 1 John were selected for annual conference this year. After watching several of the business meetings online, I am beginning to suspect that I understand a little bit more about that. Some of the discourse around the queries was rather vigorous, and most people were trying to be kind, but I'm not sure most people were trying to think about how to be light so much as how to be loud. And that's not necessarily what we are called to do. We really need to try to understand each other's perspectives, and not just understand or respect them, but truly love our brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 John says, anyone who loves their brothers and sisters lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble, or I suppose to be a stumbling block. When we as a church community are walking in light, we can do a whole lot of good in the world. So one of the things I like to look for every Sunday are these candles. And that's a kind of little candle for Nigeria, but for me, that little candle is a big reminder that we should be praying and actively trying to support our brothers and sisters in Nigeria and in other places around the world. They are facing struggles that are just unimaginable for those of us who live here in a relatively safe, peaceful place. It is a luxury that we happen to live here in Virginia, and many brethren around the world are not so well off. And because we have that good fortune to live in a place that allows us to think about more than just survival on a daily basis, We have the privilege of being able to choose to say that whatever our within the church debates are, we are never going to dim our lights and keep ourselves from being active in promoting peace here in our local area in the DC metro region and also around the world. So let's be sure that as a church this year, as we move forward, that we are nurturing the light within our hearts and within the church, that we are loving each other and others the way that Jesus calls us to do. But at the same time, that we not get so inwardly focused that we neglect to turn those lights on our communities and on the world. So that is the calling that's coming out of annual conference this year. Let's be sure that we carry the light in our hearts, in our church, in our community, and in our world. Amen.